USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Weekly jobless claims are up. The Department of Labor says claims for the week ending October 1st were at 219,000. It's an increase of 29,000 from the previous week. Those convicted of simple possession of marijuana are being pardoned by President Biden.
No one should be in jail just for using or possessing marijuana. And criminal records for marijuana possession have led to needless barriers to employment, to housing, to educational opportunities.
The president's action applies to everybody who has a conviction on that charge at the federal level. According to the U.S. Sentencing Commission, only 92 people were sentenced for marijuana possession in the federal system in 2017. A group is looking into how many abortion clinics have closed this year.
At least 66 clinics in 15 states have stopped providing abortion since the United States Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. The number of clinics providing abortions in the 15 states dropped from 79 before the June 24th decision to 13 as of October 2nd. That's according to the Guttmacher Institute, a research group that supports abortions. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Murders increased slightly across the country last year, according to a new report by the FBI. Appearing on Fox Business, Tennessee Republican Senator Bill Hagerty says this is why he proposed legislation that would end so-called soft-on-crime policies.
That's prompted Marsha Blackburn and I, my senior senator from Tennessee, to put forward legislation to deal with this right now. We need to turn around and get our law and order reinstated here in our cities in America. We need to properly fund the police and prosecutors.
The Dow lost 346 points on Thursday. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture is increasing food stamp benefits in response to rising inflation. Monthly SNAP allowances are going up by 12.5%. That's about $100 per month for a family of four. The price of oil is expected to jump after OPEC Plus announced they plan to reduce production of oil by 2 million barrels a day. On board Air Force One, National Economic Council Director Brian Deese shares one thing the administration thinks will bring prices down.
What we believe needs to happen, consistent with market principles, is that the energy companies need to reduce retail prices to reflect the price that they're paying for the wholesale gas.
Republicans argue that oil companies are not price gouging and the Biden administration needs to ramp up domestic oil production. An illegal immigrant who was shot and killed inside a West Texas Border Patrol station was trying to attack the agents with a pair of scissors. That's according to a newly released statement from the feds. Manuel Gonzalez Moran charged out of a holding cell and grabbed the weapon off a desk. The agents used a taser, but that didn't stop him. That's when the 33-year-old was shot dead. He was previously convicted of assault in Colorado and deported. Week 5 of the NFL season kicks off Thursday night with the Denver Broncos playing host to the Indianapolis Colts. That game can be seen on Amazon Prime. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.